The lady was trying to clear everything out of her house because she was moving, and there happened to be a box of records. And I was
Max
looking through
Gwill
the old
is a
jazz
psychologist
records,
and professor at Iowa State University.
But she said that if I wanted, I could just go ahead and take it all. And when I got it home, I realized that there were a number of homemade recordings in there, so little, very flimsy types of records. And so I was interested to see what was on them.
There are 9 personal recordings. Much of it is music, a combination of professional and karaoke style singing. There are also voices.
Hello, Viola. What are you doing? Are you doing the dishes? My goodness, don't you ever get tired of doing your housework?
The recordings date back to World War II. Several of the discs were labeled Silvertone or Wilcox Gay Corporation, companies that made some of the earliest home recorders in the 1940s.
Well, I just imagine that it's similar to what people have been doing for a long time, whether it's recording things in journals or taking home movies, or today with video cameras. Just people wanting to kind of take a little snippet, recording of their life.
Number please. I'd like to speak to F.B. Crowd on an overseas call to Honolulu.
Several phone calls were recorded. This one dated January 1942, 1 month after Pearl Harbor. Back then, a call to Hawaii went through a long-distance operator.
This is Benicia, operator 73. You're calling delay of an hour. Right, operator. Hello, Mrs. Crowd. There'll be an hour delay in your call. Do you cut away? No, thank you.
A recurring voice is a young woman named Phyllis whose boyfriend Benny is in Hawaii. We can speculate he's in the military.
This is the kind of songs we have in Iowa. Iowa, listen to me, I think I'm home. In California, Benny. Phyllis, the special songs of Benny.
This is one to remember, Daddy.
Phyllis spends her free time with a girlfriend. They're together in this recording when the girlfriend pretends to be on the phone with Phyllis's boyfriend, Benny.
I'll send you a kiss instead of telling you a story, Benny.
I like that.
Phyllis don't like that very well.
Yeah, they're kidding around, having fun. So even in the midst of the time when the country was certainly completely engrossed in war, we'd been attacked, and yet the human spirit, if you will, kind of endures and perseveres throughout those times.
You don't say.
Yes.
Say, Phyllis, she's just about ready to tear me to pieces. She really thinks you're talking to me. You don't?
Don't you kiss her back.
A family gathering was recorded on a Sears and Roebuck record. The label says 98 cents. This tender moment has a mother and child reciting Little Boy Blue.
Goodbye.
These articles did belong to someone and were, at least for a moment, cherished and held dear. And yet, somehow, over the course of time, they've become detached from those individuals and their descendants. And so, in a sense, it's kind of a lonesome feeling, if you will.
Gwill says if listeners recognize any of these voices, he'd be happy to return the recordings to the families involved. In Ames, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.